Singapore is cracking down on cars. Leaders of the city-state have decided they have enough cars, so starting in February, they're not allowing any further growth in the automobile population. Car ownership in Singapore is already an involved and pricey process. You can't simply go out and buy a car just because you can afford one. You need a permit, a certificate of entitlement, sold at government auction and good for 10 years. These are expensive, and the bigger your car, the more the certificate will cost. The number available depends on the number of vehicles that are deregistered. Bloomberg reports the current going rate for the smallest vehicles is more than $30,000. That's only for the permit, not the price of the car. Reuters reports a mid-range car in Singapore typically costs four times the price in the United States. As for traffic, if you drive in congested areas during peak times, you'll pay extra. Singapore has used these strategies for years to discourage the use of private cars, and some of the money raised goes to fund mass transit. As the government announced the newest restrictions on cars Monday, it also announced that over the next 5 years, it is investing nearly $21 billion U.S. dollars on rail and bus transportation. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.